Hello, you are listening to a podcast of a snitch, more like your everyday rapper to an everyday snitch. But this is a different story. If you're a fan of 6ix9ine and really are offended what I'm about to say, please, don't tell me that, this podcast offended me. Well, I warned you and I'm about to warn you again. If this offends you, please leave right now, or don't listen to what I'm about to say. Now, when we got that out of the way, let's get into a controversial moment of Tekashi 6ix9ine history to before he trolled up to today when he dropped this new album. Let's start. Now, 6ix9ine was born Daniel Hernandez in 1996, who really did grow up in Brooklyn. Now, why did I say the snitch? That is what I'm going to talk about today. And his trolling. 6ix9ine was not really your everyday rapper. He was in the beginning, then he turned into a clown, more like your class clown in your school. That's him. So, in 6ix9ine's life for hip-hop, he mostly did rapping with famous artists like Bobby Shmurda, Nicki Minaj, who else? What else did he collaborate with? That's the only famous ones I know. Those are only two famous people. So, how did he get these two people to work with him? Well, let's go back way before he became famous and his major hit, Gummo. Let's go to 2014. 6ix9ine began rapping on a whim. He started rapping for fun, to be honest with you. I didn't really want to be a rapper or whatever. That's what he told No Jumper News in an interview. He just wanted to be making music because everyone was like, yo, you look mad cool. He just wanted to develop an online presence to build off his authentic fashion choices, including wearing oversized shirts and emboldened with, I'm not going to say it, PN, with his rainbow color hair and grill, which he still wears to this day, with his many tattoos he has, including the big, infamous 69 right on his eyebrow. And then he had the famous portrait of the Jigsaw, which soon become famous for some reason. And he loved starting beef with tons of rappers, including the SoundCloud, Trippie Redd, and now other people, more like Lil Reese, Chief Keef, Meek Mill, Snoop Dogg, and even his own gang and rival gangs. He started trolling him on social media and photos of him how to become a viral meme. During the time of his scream rapping, he was under Sublocko-based label Fuck Them, including Scum Life, Yokla, or Hell Raising Station, featuring his anime-like style in his music videos. Basically, he established persona as he is describing it as a lifestyle. He stood up at a He quotes, I stand up for the kids who can't stand up for themselves. He will later tell Ms. Appeal that kids that getting bullied deal with a whole bunch of cyberbullying and school bullying. The kids in home groups, detention centers, where they don't have parents looking out for them, they feel alone with outcasts like him. So basically, what he was trying to say is, he was trying to throw shots at someone without us knowing. Basically, that's how Scum Life was. That's his song, Scum Life. That's what he explained. Scum Life stands for Society Can't Understand Me. It's also a reference to Flash Gang. 6ix9ine's also been affiliated with the Bloods, known as 9 Trey. His ever nickname, Trey Way, which he screams mostly in his ever music videos. If you hear him yell, Trey Way, this Trey Way. him being Keaton should be someone who always said Trailer, or that's what his other members would say. It's also a reference to his manager, which he has refused to do a clothing line like Supreme, Louis Vuitton, stuff like that. He wants to be like the kids who are like famous. He went wearing Louis Vuitton. Like, okay, that's cool. So he didn't really have to do that. He'd just be like a normal rapper, start rapping, spitting bars, being like everyone else. Not being funny, not trying to be funny, and be a snitch. That's how I did it. Now, we will have the history of all the things. Now, I'm not going to say this because I don't want this podcast being taken out. But mostly, he did a sexual misconduct case over, let's just say, he was crazy then. But that's just it. Basically, he was charged with sexual child abuse. But later, he pled guilty and was paroled because his ninth try paroled him. Now, in 2017, we're going to 2017 now, there's a photo of Tekashi on Instagram displaying every of his tattoos and his colorful hair. Did not just go viral on Instagram, it went viral on Reddit, which started drawing attention to his music. Later, a couple months later, 6ix9ine has dropped the most famous song to this day from a snitch called Gummo. But Six Nine has a wildly circulated interview with DJ Academics, in which he does give his version of the events of his 2015 child abuse case, speaking publicly about it for his first time ever since he got paroled. He got bail, I mean. He didn't know why he did that. And he says, I quote, "I don't know who her exact age was. I think she was 14 or some shit like that." He says he claims to have been 17 years young at the time of the incident, despite correctly stating to police that he was 18 and denies having any sexual contact with the victim. "I'm not touching the girl. I'm not having sexual intercourse with the girl. I'm not doing nothing. She just wanted to meet with some type of way." End quote. Now, everyone did not like what he did, and this is when his more controversial moments decided to rise above him. Next year, on January 6th, his first ever assaulting ever happened. He got involved with an alleged altercation with a 16-year-old boy at the Galleria Mall in Houston, Texas. According to the police report obtained by Pitchfork, the boy tries to take a video of 6ix9ine, prompting the rapper to grab him by the neck, causing a small scratch marks and pain. 6ix9ine and his bodyguards fully threatened the boy and ease of the video, which he does not, so he got hurt again. And 6ix9ine got arrested again for an outstanding warrant for that incident he just did. And later after that, in October, the alleged victim, Santiago Abarone, appears in court to reportedly ask that 6ix9ine not to be prosecuted for even posting a photo of the rap. The case is still ongoing, but in February 23rd, he released his ever first debut mixtape, Day 69. His ever first mixtape, not album, his first tape, which included Gummo, which was his famous song, and about to hit Billboard. In April 19th, a woman tells Bay that 6ix9ine knowingly engaged in a sexual relationship with her when she was underage. Now this is when the second assault case happened. Third sexual all. This is what it is. He claimed that they met in 2017 when she was 17 and he was 20. And that was a little report informed him of her age, says that she has sexual contact in Los Angeles or stuff like that. In April 25th, 69's manager, Troy Way, is reportedly investigated in a connection with the two shootings of 9 Troy Woods. One was at the Barclays Center the day of the Adrian Bonner fight and hours prior on the streets of Brooklyn. His crew also reported another shooting on a music video set. This incident involved rapper Casanova, with whom he and 6ix9ine was beefing at the time, and he was a Crip. And he's been banned from the place ever since. Basically, then in June 19th, we are starting their beef with Chief Keef, the ever first international Chief Keef, and Maurice. He was reportedly investigated for shooting in New York at Chief Keef, and he denied any involvement. Though the two have beefed ever online, he insulted his involvement on Instagram. He releases Fifi with Nicki Minaj, which has hit Billboard Top 100. Also enjoyed 22nd, he's involved. He has been involved in the attack of Nicki at the collaboration was released. He was reportedly kidnapped, pistol whipped, and robbed in Brooklyn. As crazy as it sounds, yesterday morning, I had a feeling that it was my day to die. He would have read on Instagram. He also claims that it was not a publicity stunt to promote the single. And then, on August 8th, 6ix9ine starts to beef with another boy rapper, YG, over a line in YG's song, Suwoop, in which he calls out fake bloods, alluding 6ix9ine, which he is a fake blood. Taunts YG on Instagram, saying a single Fifi with Nicki was outsetting Big Bank, he added, who is also with Nicki Minaj on Big Bank. It said, stop going and YG quote, stop going to radio stations to promote your album mentioning my name, big ass dummy. That was YG to quote the 6ix9ine, and end quote. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office requests that a judge revoke the 6ix9ine plea deal in his 2015 sexual assault case. That was back to the thing I mentioned earlier. But yeah, on August 21st, Nicki Minaj claims that MTV will not allow 6ix9ine to perform with her at the VMAs. Tekashi wanted to perform, and quote, I wanted Tekashi to perform me at the VMAs, and somewhere along the line, he didn't get approved to perform by the powers that be, she says. I did not, in her quote, I don't want anyone to think for a second that I would have asked for him to come to my stage to perform his amazing hit, Fifi. September 1st, 6ix9ine has been purported to perform at Jay-Z's Made in America Festival on the main stage to massive applause despite showing up 2 hours late at its first major U.S. festival performance, which he points out during his set, saying no other festival have invited him. Nicki Minaj brings him down to perform with her with Fifi. September 9th, we're back. Now we're on Kanye with 6ix9ine. Kanye West hits the studio with 6ix9ine, fueling speculation that he will appear on Kanye's album, Yemhe, or I can't really say it, but I don't know how to say it. YG, then a couple weeks later, YG released the video for his song Bulletproof, which features a 6ix9ine lookalike in jail. He flashes the word pedophile on the screen, alluding to the misconduct case. Now that why I said that case would be controversial, because everyone would know that case by now. Later, Pitchfork reported that 6ix9ine is due in court for the separate incidents for the same week. Now this is when the snitching happens. This is when King Rat of Splinter of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles starts talking crap on everyone. 6ix9ine has been in court for, you know, everything he did, from the assault case in Houston to the 2015 sexual assault case. He's he was expected to appear at a sentencing hearing in his car case on October 26th, where he would have been facing jail time, but he didn't attend October 25th hearing for the Houston case, which he assaulted Naaman Hivan. But it was scheduled to be disposed on December 20th. His October 23rd for the cop case, which he injured and beat up cop up, is scheduled for November 14th in the misconduct case. Fervor argues for the jail time, citing 6 months multiple arrest of valid terms, and his affiliation with the Nigeria Bloods. That's what happened, and this is the start of the fall of the Nigeria Bloods. October 26th, he didn't want to go to jail. But after that, later, October 26th, when he got bailed, gunfire broke out at a post-sentencing diner in Midtown Manhattan following an argument between 6 9ths, a Cambridge, and a record executive's bodyguard. Third-party fires, 4 shots during this, hitting one of, basically, his bodyguard got shot in the stomach with no injuries. October 20th, 6 9 makes a surprise appearance at the 100.51's Powerhouse in New York City concert at the Presidential in New Jersey. He performed songs. Back to the snitching. Tekashi was recorded in development. Back to the beefing, not snitching, my bad. He was back to a verbal altercation with YG and rapper Sum 400 at Complex Con in Los Angeles. According to the reports, Slim and his crew barred Tekashi and his crew from entering the venue. And later after that, gunfire broke out once again between Slim's crew and Tekashi's crew. According to the incident, Tekashi mocked Slim for being lesser known and taunts YG for his affiliation with Slim. And YG was really a quote. If YG was really your friend, you wouldn't be in the hood right now. But YG can't even get himself out of the hood, Tekashi said. And end quote. One of Tekashi's managers, Shafi, now this guy is being important now, surrenders to the police in the altercation with the shooting, the post-sentencing shooting at the diner with the bodyguard and third party. He was snapped out in Los Angeles. And later after that, someone posted on Instagram saying, quote, Tekashi 6ix9ine is now in LA with a security strong background. Tekashi announced that he was dropping the debut album, his ever first album in his rap career, Dummy Boy, on Black Friday. A feature cover. A cartoon version of Tekashi, Peanut Rainbow. And basically, this cover will be the cover for Dummy Boy. And, you know, he goes on Instagram, puts all caps in his bio, and says, Dummy Boy coming out soon. And yet, November 9th, another shooting happens. Well, I'm not going to be done. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, Dummy Boy releases, snitches happen, and then that is not really good for myself. Now, we're heading to the most famous interview with 6ix9ine in the Breakfast Club. As he, and his famous quote that he ever said was, quote, I fear God, and I fear the FBI, and then quote. And later, November 19th, we are now on the verge of snitching with 6ix9ine. Basically, he mentioned Nine Trey, he mentioned Trippie Redd being affiliated with Nine Trey, and he mentioned Cardi B being affiliated with Nine Trey Bloods. Everyone did not like the video of 6ix9ine snitching in prison. That wasn't cool for Tekashi. That was not a good move. What he really did was he started talking stuff on academics. He didn't really. He didn't want everyone else to know, basically. And now he has stuff going on right now. But that is what you don't really need to talk about, because that's kind of the boring stuff. Now, what we are talking about right now is what he's doing on the streets now. His history of trolling when he got out of prison this year, or last year. He is now out of house arrest and had to move two homes because, one, a video surfaced on the internet of him breaking out laughing. No, a girl breaking out laughing watching SpongeBob. Filmed saying, quote, "I found Tekashi 6ix9ine and the address was given away." 6ix9ine saw the video and moved out. And a couple hours after he moved out, four men pulled up in a vehicle looking at the same apartment Tekashi moved out. Basically, that happened for the first one, and the second one he had to move out because yet more fans filmed Tekashi. But another thing we really need to know is who were those men in the car? Were they gang members? Who knows? Maybe they were. Now that's it for that part. Now we're going on more beefing. When Nicki Minaj was pregnant, 6ix9ine made fun of Meek Mill, saying, quote, How's it feel Nick, your ex is not having your daughter anymore, end quote. And then later that, he heads back to Chicago later. I think it was actually 2 months ago. So basically, stuff breaks out. Someone got shot, and basically, he's one of these people who got shot, and that's how it ends. Well, I guess this is going to be the end of the podcast. That's really actually it. So, I really hope you enjoyed the podcast. And, I don't care if you start throwing crap on me about talking about 6ix9ine. Because, literally, I don't flipping care. So, enjoy the podcast. I don't care if you dislike or report me. Because it's the truth. Welcome to the real world, 6ix9ine supporters. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Stay tuned to listen to more podcasts. I'm starting my new series. Rap. The Five Regions of America. The Viper Rappers, including. Who knows? If this is a secret. Stay tuned. Stay safe out there, guys. Wearing masks, social distance. It's Corona season. Stay tuned.